Coffee Break Portuguese, Lesson 26. Olá e bem-vindos a Coffee Break Portuguese. Eu sou o Rafael.
E eu sou a Eva.
Tudo bem?
Tudo ótimo. Obrigada. E você?
Muito bem, obrigado. Hoje vamos falar sobre trabalho.
Ah, so today we're going to talk about trabalho, work.
Work.
Okay, great. Because this is lesson 26 of our course. This is the course where we're learning Portuguese right from the beginning. We've been covering lots of different topics in the first 25 lessons. And today we're moving on to trabalho.
Yeah, it's just adding on to this list of personal details and information that, you know, we can provide.
Exactly.
Então, está animada para falar sobre trabalho, Eva?
Claro, estou animada, sim.
Então, vamos lá.
Vamos lá.
In the previous lesson, we learned how to describe people, and we've learned lots of vocabulary for that as well. So we start with a brief review.
Okay.
So how would you ask what someone is like? For example, what is he like?
What is he like? Okay, I'll leave a few seconds for our listeners to think about this too. So when we were asking what someone's like, we were using the verb ser, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, we could just say como ele é.
Como ele é. Mm-hmm.
Other way around, como é ele.
Mm-hmm. It's possible too. And then you could answer that by saying he's very handsome.
For handsome, could we use a word lindo?
Yeah.
So that was kind of beautiful or handsome maybe. So could we say ele é lindo?
Ele é lindo. Ele é muito lindo. That's a possibility as well. So we'll talk about work, about what you do for a living, and learn how to say where you work as well.
Sounds very useful.
Mm-hmm. So one of the key vocabularies in this lesson is the word profissão, a profissão, and that means profession.
Ah, okay. A profissão.
A profissão. So we're going to ask, what is your profession in Portuguese, to ask what someone does for a living. So the question is, qual é a sua profissão? Qual é a sua profissão?
Qual é a sua profissão? Okay, so it's a construction that we've seen quite a lot. Just qual é, and then what your profession here.
Mm-hmm. And my answer for that would be, sou professor. Sou professor.
Does that mean I'm a teacher?
Mm-hmm. So here we can see that I'm using the verb ser. And the profession, né? Professor. But note that there is no article before that. So, professor.
Okay, so not like in English where we're saying, I am a teacher. You're just saying, I am teacher.
That's right.
Okay, so, professor.
Mm-hmm. So, we can learn a few professions so we can answer that question.
Yeah, okay. What are some other professions?
So, for example, engenheiro or engenheira, that's engineer.
So, we've got engenheiro.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the masculine form then?
Yeah.
And the feminine form was engenheira?
Engenheira.
So, could we say, for example, sou engenheira?
Mm-hmm.
I'm an engineer.
Yeah. For médico or médica, that's a doctor.
Médico, médica.
We also have cozinheiro or cozinheira, and that's a cook.
Cozinheiro, cozinheira.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so going back to the question, qual é a sua profissão? So if I'm asking you, that's what I would ask. But if you're asking about someone else, for example, qual é a profissão do seu amigo? What is the profession of your friend? Okay. So, qual é a profissão do seu amigo?
And then would I answer, ele é cozinheiro.
Mm-hmm. Ele é cozinheiro.
Okay.
Of course, if it's feminine, qual é a profissão da sua amiga?
Ela é médica.
Ela é médica.
Por exemplo.
Por exemplo.
Okay.
A few other professions in our list. Mm-hmm. So we have jornalista. This one, it's the same word for both genders. O jornalista, a jornalista.
Journalist?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so jornalista.
And we have the word for lawyer, advogado and advogada.
Advogado, advogada.
Perfeito. And we also, well, maybe barista, the same word as in Italian. O barista, a barista.
Okay, so if you work in a coffee shop and you're a barista. O baristo, a barista.
Barista doesn't change in gender, so o barista, a barista.
Okay, so it's the same as jornalista.
Yeah.
So, o barista.
Mm-hmm. And here the word for student also doesn't change. So, o estudante, a estudante.
O estudante, a estudante.
Perfeito.
Okay, any others? How about a nurse, for example?
A nurse would be enfermeiro or enfermeira.
Enfermeiro, enfermeira.
Muito bem. If you're a civil servant, you would say funcionário público or, in the feminine, funcionária pública.
Funcionário público, funcionária pública.
Okay.
Okay.
And perhaps you don't work anymore. In this case, you are aposentado or aposentada.
So retired?
Yeah, retired.
Aposentado, aposentada.
Another word for that used in the military, but also in Portugal, is reformado or reformada.
Reformado, reformada.
Exato.
Okay, so we've covered a few jobs there. Obviously, there are so many different professions. So mm-hmm. if we haven't covered yours, then we'll maybe do that in our bonus episode. We'll be covering some more there. Or remember, you can always look it up in a dictionary or online. But hopefully that's given you a good selection to choose from.
Okay. So we can also ask if someone works. So do you work?
Hmm.
So we learned the noun for work, which is trabalho.
Trabalho, yeah.
And the verb is trabalhar. Trabalhar.
Trabalhar.
Regular verb ending in AR.
Ah, so now we can conjugate that in all the forms of the present tense then.
Yes.
Okay.
So I can ask Eva, você trabalha?
So do I work?
Mm-hmm.
Trabalho, sim.
Mm-hmm.
E você? Você trabalha?
Eu trabalho também. Sou professor de português.
You're a Portuguese teacher.
Exato. Ask if she works. How would you ask that?
So a regular AR verb, that means that trabalhar is going to become trabalha.
Mm-hmm.
So ela trabalha?
Ela trabalha? Não. Ela é estudante.
Ah, so she doesn't work. She is a student.
She's a student. Mm-hmm. Or maybe she is unemployed. So the word for unemployed in Portuguese is desempregado, desempregada.
Desempregado, desempregada.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So far we've been using the verb ser. But in this particular case, we're going to use the verb estar. Because we consider being unemployed a temporary situation.
Yeah, okay. So this would be, for example, ela está desempregada.
Ela está desempregada.
Okay. But with retired, were we using ser with that?
Yeah.
Okay. So ela é reformada,
mm-hmm.
for example.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay. So we can ask, what's your profession?
Qual é a sua profissão?
We can ask, do you work?
Você trabalha or tu trabalhas?
Mm-hmm. So now maybe we can ask where you work. So you know the word where?
Mm.
Onde. So onde trabalha?
Onde trabalha?
Trabalho numa escola. Trabalho numa escola.
Ah, so I work in a school?
I work in a school. So, trabalho em plus uma, because we don't know which particular school, and then escola.
Okay, so I combined with uma becomes numa?
That's it.
So, trabalho numa escola.
If I work in a cafe, I would say trabalho num café.
And is that the combination of I plus um?
Exato.
Giving num. So, trabalho num café.
Muito bem. So, a few other places of work, so we can practice that.
Mm-hmm.
So, for the word for shop, do you remember that?
I think so. Is this, a shop is uma loja?
Uma loja. And the word for factory, fábrica. So, uma fábrica.
Uma fábrica. So, if I wanted to say, I work in a factory, would that be trabalho numa fábrica?
Exato. The word for company, empresa. So, uma empresa.
Uma empresa.
Trabalho numa empresa. And the final one is a newspaper. If you work for a newspaper, the word for that is jornal. So, jornal.
Jornal.
Mm-hmm. So, I work in a newspaper. Trabalho jornal.
Ah, okay, so we can use num or numa and the idea of like maybe the physical building that you work in, but also the idea of working for a company or for a newspaper, for example.
Mm-hmm. In some cases, yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Então, Rafael, trabalha num jornal?
Não, não trabalho num jornal. Trabalho numa universidade.
Ah, so you work in a university.
That's right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So maybe, Eva, you want to say you work in a cafe in London. I will ask you, onde trabalha?
Trabalho num café em Londres.
Mm-hmm. I work in a company.
Trabalho numa empresa.
Trabalho numa empresa.
Em Londres.
Em Londres também.
No Porto or wherever.
Mm-hmm. Nice. So, but if you want to be specific about the place where you work, you're not going to use num or numa anymore. You're going to use no or na.
Ah, okay.
So let's say if I worked at the University of Coimbra, so it's a specific place. So trabalho na Universidade de Coimbra.
So that's more literally, I work in the University of Coimbra.
Yes.
Trabalho na Universidade de Coimbra.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And of course, we've seen no and na before when we were talking about countries. And that was I combined with o and a, the definite articles, right?
Sí, sí.
Okay.
So maybe, Eva, you could say, I work at Coffee Break Languages, thinking that the word company is in there.
Ah, the word. So, does that mean that we're thinking of it as uma empresa?
Mm-hmm.
So, the Coffee Break Languages would be a Coffee Break Languages.
Yeah.
So, trabalho na Coffee Break Languages.
Yeah. So, it's a foreign word. So, we have to do a bit of exercise here.
Yeah, you really have to think about it.
Mm-hmm. Exatamente. And now, another way of talking about the place where you work, using a phrase that corresponds to that is called.
Mm.
So that's que se chama.
Okay, of course. So that's saying that is called or which is mm-hmm. called. Que se chama.
Okay. So I will say, trabalho num café que se chama Café Paulista. Trabalho num café que se chama Café Paulista.
Ah, is that you saying, I work in a cafe, which is called Café Paulista?
That's it.
Okay.
So, num café.
And so, with this, could we also say, trabalho num café que chama-se Café Paulista?
Well, here we have a relative pronoun, que. So, that attracts the reflexive pronoun.
Okay, so the pronoun has to come before the verb.
Que se chama.
Okay, so we could say, o café chama-se Café Paulista.
Yes.
But when we have the que before, it has to be café chi si chiama capipolista.
Isso.
Okay, makes sense.
Okay, so how would you say I work in a company that it's called Coffee Break Languages?
Okay, we'll give our listeners a few seconds to think about this too. So we could say, trabalho numa empresa que se chama Coffee Break Languages.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Or you can replace that with the name of whatever company you work for if you're listening.
Muito bem. So I guess with all this, it's now a good time to listen to a dialogue. And we'll do that just after our break.
Okay, até já.
Até já.
Olá, it's Mark from Coffee Break here. I hope you're enjoying learning Portuguese through these episodes, but I thought you might like to know that we have a full online course available, which includes extra resources to accompany each lesson of Coffee Break Portuguese. Our online course includes a video version of each lesson, bonus audio episodes, and written lesson notes. To find out how you can access the course and get the most out of Coffee Break Portuguese, just visit coffeebreakportuguese.com.
And we're back.
Bem-vindos de volta.
Bem-vindos de volta. Sim.
So now we're going to hear a conversation between two speakers. So we'll have a listen to the full conversation and then we'll see what we can pick out and then we'll talk through it line by line to make sure we've understood everything. Então, vamos lá?
Vamos lá.
Bom dia, como está?
Bom dia, estou muito bem, obrigada. E o senhor?
Muito bem, obrigado. Qual é o nome da senhora?
É Sara.
Muito prazer, senhora Sara.
Igualmente.
Muito bem. Qual é a sua profissão?
Sou jornalista.
E onde trabalha atualmente?
Trabalho para um jornal em Campinas.
Gosta do seu trabalho?
Não gosto muito.
Por quê?
Porque a empresa é muito pequena.
Entendo. Então, gostaria de trabalhar para um jornal internacional?
Exatamente.
Okay, so this conversation sounds like a bit of an interview, really. But let's go through it line by line.
Yeah, sounds good, because I understood quite a lot of what was there. But it would be good to look at it in more detail, because, yeah, it's a lot of new stuff here.
Okay, so it started with Mark saying, bom dia, como está?
So, good day, good morning, how are you?
Mm-hmm. And then Sara said, bom dia. Estou muito bem, obrigada. E o senhor?
Okay, so we know all of this. She's well. And they're addressing each other formally. So she said, e o senhor? And you, sir, how are you?
And the reply was, muito bem, obrigado. And qual é o nome da senhora?
Ah, so what is your name?
Mm-hmm.
But addressing her as a senhora.
Yes, I'm being formal there. Okay, and then they said, you know, muito prazer.
Nice to meet you.
Mm-hmm. And she said, igualmente.
Equally, also nice to meet you.
And then continuing the conversation, he asked, qual é a sua profissão?
So our key question for today, what is your profession?
Mm-hmm. And she replied, sou jornalista.
So she's a journalist.
And then Mark asked, e onde trabalha atualmente?
Okay, so he's asking, and where do you work?
Mm-hmm.
Atualmente?
Atualmente, so currently.
Currently, okay.
Yeah, don't confuse it with actually.
Yeah, where do you actually work?
Atualmente means currently.
Okay, good to know.
And she said, trabalho para um jornal em Campinas.
Okay, so she's saying she works for a newspaper em Campinas, I'm guessing that's a city somewhere?
In Campinas, yeah. It's a city in São Paulo.
Okay.
So, trabalho para jornal em Campinas.
So, she's using para. Could mm-hmm. she also have said, trabalho num jornal?
Yeah, she could have said that too.
Okay.
Then he asked, gosta do seu trabalho?
Ah, okay. A useful question. He's asking, do you like your work?
She said, não gosto muito.
Unfortunately, she doesn't like it very much. Mm-hmm. Não gosto muito.
And then, por quê?
Why?
She said, porque a empresa é muito pequena.
Okay, is she saying she doesn't like it because the company is very small?
That's it. And then he said, entendo. Então, gostaria de trabalhar para jornal internacional?
Okay, you might need to help us with this. I think he started by saying, I understand.
Yeah.
Entendo. Mm-hmm. So, and then what was the next bit?
Gostaria de trabalhar. So, would you like to work?
How would you like to work?
Mm-hmm. Gostaria de trabalhar.
Gostaria de trabalhar.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Para jornal internacional.
Is this for an international newspaper?
That's it.
Okay.
She said, exatamente.
Ah, exactly. Okay.
Muito bem.
So we can now talk about our job, say what our job is, say where we work, and ask other people about their jobs too. Great.
É isso aí.
Então, é tudo por hoje?
É tudo por hoje. Don't forget that the Coffee Break Portuguese experience doesn't stop here. We have more content to help you learn Portuguese and master this beautiful language. So if you'd like to see how all of these words and phrases are written, then we have a video version of the lesson where you see the Portuguese words on screen. We'll also have a bonus audio episode for each lesson and written lesson notes to help you make faster progress with your Portuguese. You can find all of this at coffeebreakportuguese.com.
Yeah, exactly. And don't forget that you can also sign up to our free mini email lessons, where we regularly send out short lessons about lots of different topics. And you can find out about that by also visiting coffeebreakportuguese.com.
Okay, então até a próxima.
Tchau!
You have been listening to a Coffee Break Languages production for the Radiolingua Network. Copyright 2024, Radiolingua Limited. Recording copyright 2024, Radiolingua Limited. All rights reserved.